The Beatles, Unspun Interviews, an audio celebration. Written by Jeffrey Giuliano. Narrated by Jeffrey Giuliano.
Last Thursday night, the Beatles were in town and packed the our show out there with about over 14,000 children, a great majority being girls. Now, these are the youngsters from the better homes because the underprivileged cannot afford $5 a seat, and the reservations were made last April. Some of the parents were there, most of them were not. The youngsters came there to see the Beatles. Now, this court is not a prude, and we know that each teenage group wants to produce its own music, its own dancing, its own heroes. Our own folks, we remember the days of the other heroes who were before us. But the question is, can you take 14,000 children and pack them in to one stadium? And they know they're coming there to get hysterical. And the whole show was based upon producing hysteria, the preliminary acts as well as the Beatles. And then these girls went into a coma. They ranted. They fainted. Their eyes were glassy. Some pulled their hair out. Some tore their dresses. They threw notes of a very undesirable nature on the stage. Some girls, after the performance, kissed the stage, and some went up and kissed the very seats in which the Beatles had sat. And with this, one father brought a child who was epileptic, and the child had an epileptic fit. And some of the parents took their children home before the show was over because it was, as some people say, unbelievable. Now, what has the juvenile court to do with this? We don't expect to see girls or boys come in here from that show because of something wrong they did. But that show has sown certain seeds in these youngsters. And the seeds could be of a physical nature where they could be impaired with it, could be of a mental situation, girls going out on dates, their misconception of what this whole problem is about. And there's so many other factors that come into this that we in the juvenile court have to try to prevent anything of a nature that's going to cause trouble. I think we can all agree that the show was not good. And if it's not good, why must we have it? Why must some parents be there to witness this thing and regret it? And why must other parents let children go to a place where if they would have seen the show, they would not have permitted? I believe that a dictionary definition of a beetle is a bug. And of course, the bug also means being crazy. And I don't think the Beatles are bugs. They've done very well. They've made a fortune off of this whole hysteria created by the media of communication and other means, and the children are conformists, and they fit right in this. It became very stylish to get tickets for the show, and if you didn't see the Beatles, you were not in style. I realize that. But I think the parents are bugs. To let their children go to a production like this kind, not knowing what it was like, or they did know what it was like, to expect their child to have such a horrible result placed on them. One newspaper said that the girls stripped off the veneer of civilization. I don't know if I would go that far. But if you could see how uncontrollable they were, the glassy eyes, the physical and mental condition, you would agree that the show was not...
No other event had a greater effect on modern popular culture than Beatlemania. It permeated every level of society on a global scale. The Fab Four were demigods to an entire generation. It has been 30 years since the Beatles first burst upon the popular music scene, but nothing, it seems, can diminish...
Sample complete. Ready to continue?